Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Opening day has wrapped up of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly. Missouri House leaders in both parties are outlining their priorities for the 2020 session. Missouri Net's Brian Howsworth recaps this opening day.
Missouri House Speaker Elijah Haar telling the Capitol Press Corps today that the violence that has been increasing in the state is a top priority for House Republicans, including the issue of witness protection. I also asked the Speaker today about the issue of sports wagering. He says that is not a partisan issue by any means. I also asked Minority Leader Crystal Quaid about the election of Trish Gunby to the Missouri House from Manchester, and she says that is a signal that change is coming, specifically in the Missouri House, and a big pickup according to her.
Some state lawmakers won't have to park their own cars when they get to work. Missouri Net's Ryan Hart explains.
A valet will be on hand to help maneuver cars into the small parking spaces beneath Missouri's Capitol building. The new position will cost taxpayers a little over $15,000 this year, much lower than Governor Parson's 2016 estimate of $50,000. Capitol Police previously played the role of valet when cars needed to be moved.
State Representative Rocky Miller of Lake Ozark is proposing to let Missouri voters decide whether riverboat gambling should be allowed along the Osage River. Miller has his eye on the Lake of the Ozarks in mid-Missouri.
I've never thought that Lake of the Ozarks is really, really a family-friendly destination. There are things that families can do, and I love having them there. There are great things you can do there. There's water parks, there's skee ball. But honestly, compared to Branson, we've always been an adult entertainment area.
Current law allows riverboat gambling on the Missouri and Mississippi rivers only, and the licensing of 13 casinos. The State Gaming Commission, which decides about casino licensing, has already licensed 13 Missouri casinos. Heavy rainfall could be in store for the Show Me State starting tomorrow and ending Saturday. The National Weather Service says the heaviest rainfall is expected from Friday night into Saturday morning. River flooding in some areas could also occur. Attorney General Eric Schmidt has announced that his office has filed a lawsuit against Vinelanders Community Land Trust, Incorporated of Kansas City, and its owner, Alice Goodlow.
The lawsuit alleges that Goodlow solicited charitable donations and membership fees from thousands of Missourians on the pretense that those funds would be pooled to provide homes to trust members. Investigations by the Missouri Attorney General revealed that Goodlow, after operating the trust for 8 years, not only failed to ever provide a promised home, but also never used any of the solicited funds toward that purpose. Missourians who believe they have been scammed by Goodlow or Vinelanders Community Land Trust Incorporated should file a complaint with the Missouri Attorney General's office either by phone or online. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.